Welcome to MadTech Daily. I'm your host, Dot. On today's episode, we discuss major updates in the ad tech and media industries. Let's get into it. First, a potential shakeup in the TikTok deal. Rupert and Lachlan Murdoch could be involved, according to Trump, who also named Oracle's Larry Ellison and Dell CEO Michael Dell. Reports suggest Fox Corp is in talks to join the investor group buying TikTok's U.S. operations. The agreement would ensure majority American ownership and control over the app's algorithm for the U.S. operations of TikTok. Next, the world's biggest ad agencies are shifting their climate policies. Giants like Omnicom and Interpublic are reportedly softening their stance to protect business with high-emitting clients. According to the Financial Times, Interpublic has revised its policies and produced campaigns for Saudi Aramco, ExxonMobil, and Qatar Energy. Meanwhile, AdNetZero has softened its own messaging, removing references on its website to the climate emergency and promises of better growth for people, planet, and profit. Instead, it now says its language has evolved to bring more companies on board. It's part of a wider shift. Many US firms have also re-embraced fossil fuel clients, a trend that's picked up momentum since the Trump administration. Finally, Google's ad tech monopoly trial officially kicked off on Monday. This follows an April ruling from Judge Leonie Brinkema, who found that Google had monopolized the sector. The focus now is on remedies, what structural or behavioral changes Google may be forced to adopt. Google, for its part, is urging the judge to mirror the approach taken in its search antitrust case. Meanwhile, Amazon is on trial in Seattle. A jury will decide if the company illegally misled millions of customers into paying for Prime. The FTC alleges Amazon used dark patterns to boost signups and made cancellations difficult. It's the first major trial against the company in years, amid a wider government crackdown on big tech. Thanks for listening to MadTech Daily, and we'll catch you tomorrow with more updates.